Hallo und herzlich willkommen. Heute haben wir einen großartigen Newcomer zu Gast im Energy Star Talk. Er ist noch ein Newcomer, aber wenn man Dermot Kennedy glaubt, ist er das nächste große irische Talent. Ihr kennt ihn auch schon längst von seiner Single Stereo zusammen mit Two Colors und vielleicht habt ihr ihn auch schon mal im Berliner Mauerpark spielen sehen und hören. Er liebt es nämlich auch, Straßenmusik zu machen und er lebt in Berlin. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our guest, Ro Byrne.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. So I told our listeners you're living in Berlin, right? So
yes.
You didn't have a long way to us.
No, but 50 minutes.
Which part of town do you live in?
In Friedrichshain.
Friedrichshain.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's the coolest part about Friedrichshain?
Probably the bars.
The bars.
Yeah, and the parks.
Okay. But let's talk first about your songs, your career. We have to talk about your music. And it's almost a month ago, right? When you released a new single, At Least I Tried.
Yeah.
Congratulations
Thank you
again.
Very much.
Is it a pretty personal song for you?
Yeah, I would guess. I would say so, yeah.
Is it a personal story?
Yes, yeah. It's just about kind of reflecting on a relationship after it happened, like, even though like it didn't work, like at least we tried and at least we fought for it for as long as we could. So it's not a negative song about the person, it's kind of putting it in a positive light.
It's kind of heartbroken but also reflecting on it, like it's positive. And you tell us something about like you wish you could have done more.
Yeah.
So what would you think would have been more or enough to just save this situation?
I don't know, maybe more time with them and things like that. So, I mean, it's tough, you know, when my schedule is so busy and spontaneous. So sometimes it's like, let's go out today. And then it's like, oh, I can't, I have to do something. Oh, sorry. Okay. So things like that, that are just kind of out of my control, which is unfortunate, but you know, it is what it is.
When I think about I totally get it. When I think about it, you said you have a hard schedule and you have pretty much stuff to do and it's often pretty spontaneous. But in the end, every one of us knows this problem, because when I try to find a date only with my friends, it's always like, oh, do you have time like next Thursday? And they are maybe next month. And then we're already in the time of the
when
you say, okay, maybe next year.
Yeah.
I think this is a big problem. So is there a particular thing that you can say, this one rule would make it happen?
I don't know. Maybe I could be a little bit stricter on boundaries, I guess, with like timing wise. But I don't know. I think it is what it is.
Strict and, boundaries.
You know, finishing up like sessions and things like that earlier. But I mean, I enjoy the sessions, so I don't know, you know, songwriting and stuff. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's just out of my control right now, which is fine. And I love it, so that's fine.
And in the end, you're not seeming like you're not happy now.
Because yeah, exactly.
Right. So just enjoy the ride of your career. This is fine. Yeah. You're still considered like a newcomer, but you're already a musician. So your songs are in the radio and everything. What was the exact point you realized, oh, fuck, now I'm a musician?
I don't know. I think I started like singing on the street when I was like 13. Mm-hmm. So like 7-8 years ago, you know. And I think it kind of happened very suddenly, where like, oh, I'm literally making a living from doing this. And it kind of happened out of nowhere. So maybe about 3-4 years ago, when, I don't know, like social media started working for me and things like that. So I think it all happened very suddenly. It wasn't like a plan. I kind of started in busking to like, I don't know, get my name out there and get some performance experience. And then it was like, oh, like I'm actually doing this full time accidentally. So yeah, I guess maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. So you mentioned about busking, and you also have social media, and you recognize it's important.
Yes.
When I think of both of these types of music, they are totally different for me. So how can you connect it? Like doing good social media content, which is good, and doing the busking stuff?
I think it kind of goes hand in hand with each other. You know, like you can go busking and take the videos from busking and put it on social media. But I sing a lot in my apartment as well. So if I'm just sitting down playing a song, I'll just put the phone up and record whatever I'm just singing to myself. So it's not like the most difficult thing in the world. But when it comes to like radio and stuff, it's just, you know, putting the stuff that, like the type of music that I put on social media, and just kind of transforming that into stuff on radio and things like that. So I don't find it too difficult to compare them and bring them together. Yeah.
But if you have to, had to decide like doing social media forever or doing the busking stuff forever?
Busking. Busking stuff, I think. I think I just love the performing aspect of it, performing in front of people. Where social media is, it's kind of funny in a way that like you're singing to yourself to a camera, and then a million people could see it. But you're the only person that was there when you filmed it, so it is kind of, it kind of trips your mind a little bit when it's like 1 million people have seen that, but nobody was here. Whereas a live performance, you know, you can see all the people, and yeah, it's very different. It's very different. But yeah, I just love the performing aspect of it, definitely.
Totally get it, because as a radio host, I'm always talking to myself in a little room and have to think about that. Yeah, maybe a million people will listen to this, but I don't see them. And when I do some stuff live, then I'm always like, yeah, it's better to see if people are liking what you're, what I'm saying, but what you're singing. And it gives more power and more energy.
That's
and
it.
Totally. Okay, I get it. What was the first spark that made you want to become a musician? So what, when was the moment? I read something about that you should choose an instrument, and then you started with the drums, right?
Yeah, I started with the drum. My dad played the drums.
So was it an intention of your parents in the end?
No, it was actually like my dad played the drums, and I was like, oh, I want to be exactly like my dad, you know? Like
cute.
Every young kid wants to be. So I started playing the drums, and then when I went to secondary school, I picked music as a subject, and they didn't have a drum kit in the school, and I couldn't bring one in every day, so I was like, I'll just try learning guitar, and I fell in love with it straight away. It was like within 2 weeks, I did a live performance at an open mic, you know, and I played Riptide, like three chords, really easy. I think it's like the first song everybody learns. But yeah, I just really fell in love with it, and I really just thrived with it, and for like 3 years, I did nothing else but play guitar. And then I started singing afterwards. So yeah, it was good. It was cool.
Did you take anything from the drum sessions, drum lessons?
I suppose like the rhythm and like the percussion side of the guitar, because it can be a nice percussion instrument alongside, and it sounds like you've got two things going on. So definitely the rhythm side of it, I could definitely take from the drums. But I think if I sat at a drum kit today, I wouldn't be able to play it as well as I could.
Yeah. Okay, but in the end, I think in some songs we can hear that you like have an ear for the drum part. So, and that's cool, like rhythm and percussion, and yeah, I totally love it. And speaking of your new song, it's a heartbreak song we already talked about, and I hate to break it to you, but you choose Berlin as a city, and I can like see in the future it's difficult to date in Berlin, so maybe we get more heartbreak songs from you.
Can't wait.
So yeah, it's not the best city for dating, but what do you like most about Berlin?
I like, there's kind of just like an energetic feeling through like every street, you know, there's a creative energy in every street and every single like district in Berlin and things like that. But again, like the parks, I think there's so much like open spaces. I mean, I'm from Dublin, so there's a lot of open spaces, but a lot of them is like mountains. And, you know, here it's, you can sit down and have a chill out and sit in the park. And I think that would be definitely my favorite part of Berlin, that it's very, here's a nice park that you can chill in and nobody's going to stop you. Whereas in Dublin, it's kind of like, we're closing in 10 minutes, get out, you know?
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
The parks are closing?
The parks.
Okay. So we also have problems with parks that are not closing, like Görlitzer Park, but yeah.
But yeah, so that would definitely be my favorite, especially during the summer when you can kind of just sit out and watch the sunset at whatever time and stay out in the park as long as you want. Yeah, definitely my favorite part.
Yeah, it's easy to love Berlin in the summer.
Yes.
But we also have the winters. And
the winters are cold, very cold, but I do enjoy them. I think like November, start of December, absolutely beautiful. Especially now, like all the trees and everything's orange and it's quite nice.
Okay, it's so nice to hear, because when I talk with foreigners about Berlin, they are always like, okay, yeah, it's cool in the summer, but you cannot be here without a depression in winter time. So yeah, so
yeah, but you have to look on the other side of it, where it is a beautiful city to be in, even though you're cold. So
okay, thank you so much, Isabella. I appreciate it. Okay, so I told our listeners in the beginning that you're already played also in Mauerpark, which is a great thing. Mauerpark karaoke for us. Do you like the Berlin audience there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, it was really nice. There was people. It was kind of at a weird time during the day. It was kind of like 1 or 2 o'clock. So it was people kind of on their lunch break. And it was really nice. Like people coming with their like kids and like in buggies and prams. And yeah, it was really nice, really receptive. And people in Berlin, I find they're quiet and they listen to the lyrics. Whereas somewhere else, they're just there for the music, if that makes sense, which is not a bad thing at all. But I feel like in Berlin, it's definitely people are very attentive to the lyrics, which is really nice.
And good for you, because
good for me. Yeah,
good lyricist. Yeah. Okay. And I read about some of your biggest influences. It's a text, so you can correct me if it's wrong. It's Dermot Kennedy, of course.
100%, yeah.
It's Hozier and it's Coldplay.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know the game Kiss, Marry, Kill?
Yes.
But instead, let's play Best Friend, Collab, Diss Track. So you have to decide one of these three will be your best friend for life. One of them will do a collaboration, and then the last one you have to write a diss track about.
Oh, I write a diss track about Coldplay. I'd collab with Hozier and I'd be best mates with Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what would a diss track about Coldplay be like? Like, I don't know. You always find the cheating person in the room.
Yeah, maybe. No, I have no idea. I have no idea. They're literally my three biggest influences, so maybe that. I don't know. I can't think of anything negative about them, to be honest.
It would be the most lovely diss track ever written.
It would, yeah. Full of love.
I love you so much, I hate you.
Yeah.
Okay. And collaboration with Hozier, how do you imagine would it be? Like, do you sit together just jamming, or
go out in a forest or something, write something really cool? That'd be really nice.
Out in the forest?
Yep. Yeah. That'd be sick.
Like in Grunewald?
Maybe not. But we are, like, he lives like 30 minutes from where I grew up in Dublin. So we could go somewhere there. So that's cool. Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, that could be very nice.
And you already know Dermot Kennedy, right?
Slightly, yeah. He's very supportive of me now. So yeah. I have a lot.
He was the one who was like finding you and appreciating you.
Yeah,
and
for
like,
sure. Yeah. I definitely have a lot of gratitude towards him, as well as being a fan. So. Yeah, definitely. What a guy.
So how can we make it real that you two do a collaboration? Because I want to hear it.
Me and Hozier? Or me and Dermot Kennedy?
Everyone, actually, but yeah.
I don't know. Just send some messages, I suppose. Could be a few years away, but I don't know. Maybe it could happen.
So maybe can you, our social media girls there, can you just tell the people to write Dermot Kennedy and Hozier, they need to do a collaboration with you.
Hey guys, I would really love to do a collab with Dermot Kennedy and Hozier. So if you can make that happen, that'd be really cool. Thanks guys.
Crazy. So now we're talking about your Instagram.
Okay.
Because I always do the Instagram check, and in preparation to this interview, I checked your Instagram and I love to see who are people following.
Oh,
no, so not your followers, who are you following?
Okay.
And first thing I saw is Duolingo Deutschland.
Yes. Yes, that's my best friend. I got like, I can check now, 800 plus days. 830.
Good.
And I still can't speak German. So.
But you know some German words.
All right.
What are your favorite words? What are your favorite sentences, maybe?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Sprechen Sie English? Mm-hmm. Bitte?
Sehr gut.
That's it. That's all I got.
Because I tried to learn Italian.
Yes.
With Duolingo. And I only remember a blue rabbit is eating with a horse.
Yeah.
This is a thing I can say in Italian. Is it like, I don't know,
Pretty much.
If you learn German, is it also like about animals and
kinda,
stuff?
Yeah. It's like there is a mouse. The mouse has tea. You know, things like that.
Okay.
Which I can't remember how to say, so.
And
you have to bear with me.
What is Duolingo expecting us to have, like, for a conversation? Like,
maybe
are you going to
a
restaurant and talking about mice?
Maybe. It's just preparing you for all situations. You never know.
So. Okay, and we're in Berlin. So maybe there is a
maybe
mouse.
Maybe there is.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So next one I saw was the Berlin GAA Men's and Ladies Gaelic Football Hurling and Camogie. I don't know what.
Camogie, yeah.
Camogie, okay. Yeah. And I researched Gaelic football and was like, what the fuck is happening here? Because at first sight, it's like football, normal football. You have the green floor and people with a ball are running around. Yeah. And then they take the ball in the hands, like playing basketball. And then they do so much. Are you playing Gaelic football? You know the rules?
Yes,
because I didn't
yes.
check it.
So there's one team, or I think there's two teams in Germany, in Berlin, not Germany. But the season just finished, so I don't know what to do on my Saturday mornings anymore. But you have the ball, you take four steps and you bounce it. And then you take four more steps. You have to kick it off your foot, like we call it a solo. So you kick it off your foot back into your hand, and you just keep running until. And then when you pass it, you have to hit the ball from your like the palm of your other hand. When the ball is, let's say the ball's in your left hand, hit the ball the palm of your hand in the right, and pass it to another person. So that's it. It's like there's like different rules for passing. You know, like rugby, you have to pass it backwards.
Yeah.
This one, you have to hit it off your hand, and then when you pick up the ball. You have to go down and scoop the ball up with your foot. You can't just pick it off the floor.
So you know exactly the rules.
Yeah.
You understand what they are doing.
Yeah, I grew when I was, I think I was four when I started playing. Yeah, so, and then I stopped playing when I was like 14 or something. But then when I came here, I was like, why is there a Gaelic football team in Berlin? So I joined, and now I haven't gone to many. I joined super late into the season, but it's really fun. And it's just a great, great group of lads. Yeah,
fun.
It's really fun. Yeah,
fun. Because really, I would recommend everyone to just watch it. Maybe also try to play, but I can't remember this rules. They are crazy. But it's fun. It's so much fun.
Yeah, super fun.
It's like, you know, this TikTok trend where they are saying you never know their next move.
Yeah,
this is for me, Gaelic football.
You need to look at hurling as well.
What
hurling is quick.
Even quicker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like the fastest land ball sport in the world.
Okay.
But it's like it's a national sport in Ireland, and nobody, like any of the professional players, they're all amateur. They don't get paid for it at all. So there's like some of them will like take work off for the All Ireland final, which is like 100,000 people in the stadium. And they're like, oh, I can't come to work today. I have to play in the final, you know? And it's crazy that there's such amazing athleticism and none of them are getting paid for it, so it's mental.
Crazy. Yeah,
it's just dedication and love for the sport, which I think is awesome.
Totally. And you see it on the playground then, if they're like
definitely.
Okay, let's move on from sports to the next thing I found, and it's Super Chicken Fillet Rolls Berlin.
So there's an Irish pub in Friedrichshain.
Yeah.
It's called Molly Malone's, the best Irish pub in Berlin that I've come across so far.
Okay.
The best Guinness. But the person who owns it, there's a chicken fillet roll. It's like don't want to say a delicacy in Ireland, but when you're like really hungover on a Saturday morning, you go to the supermarket, you go to the deli, you get your chicken fillet roll. So I haven't found an equivalent here, but the guy that owns the pub was like, if you're hungover tomorrow, come here and we're like selling chicken fillet rolls as if it's like the same in a supermarket, in like the supermarket in Ireland. So I haven't been, but seems like a cool guy. So.
Okay. So what I hear is like, you miss your country, like Ireland.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's just the culture and like things like that. But
What's the stuff you miss the most about?
Like, I think the mountains, especially being in Berlin. Yeah, it's quite flat. You know?
We have the Kreuzberg and the Teufelsberg.
But yeah, definitely the mountains, I would say. And then kind of pub culture. I mean, I'm talking about drinking a lot. I don't actually drink a lot, but it's the kind of pub culture of like going to the pub and having a pint and talking to your friends. And, you know, I just love that aspect of like, there's no pressure to stay out too late. There's no pressure to, I don't know, go clubbing and, you know, things like that. So I think it's just, it's nice to have that culture of just sitting down and chatting and catching up. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's, that and mountains are kind of tied for me for what I miss the most.
Yeah, I think partying in Berlin is more like straightforward, go to the club, hardcore, whatever, techno stuff, and not like hanging out with each other, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. And so one last thing from your Insta account, then you're done, you're released. I saw you're following Sheeran Guitars.
Yes.
It's a brand by Ed Sheeran and George Loden, and they put out special guitars. Do you already have one?
Have one. Yeah, definitely have. So Loudon is, I mean, it's an Irish company as well. They make these absolutely stunning guitars, and Ed Sheeran kind of collaborated them to make a smaller, cheaper version of the guitar, because the guitars would be very expensive. So it's a smaller, cheaper, just more affordable, and for smaller artists and artists starting out. And it's class. It's really top tier, you know. It's really good quality. And but I actually, it was, I can't remember what year it was, but I did a busking competition, and the winner got to win this guitar, and I won the guitar from them. So yeah, absolutely stunning guitar. Yeah.
So you even won this thing.
I won it. Yeah, it was probably my best win ever.
You earned it.
Yeah, it was really cool. Really cool. I was one of the first people to get one of the Sheeran Loudons when they first came out, so that was really fun. Yeah, that was really cool.
What is it that makes these guitars so much better?
Well, Loudons are handmade. They're all handmade. So I think the Sheeran ones would be partially handmade and partially factory or machine made. I don't know. I think just the sound, it's just class. It just really is top tier. I mean, it's Ed Sheeran approved, so I can't complain. Can't complain.
Is this a guitar you're always using and you brought with you?
No, not the one I brought with me. I use it for like when I have to plug in the guitar, because the pickup and the sound is amazing in it.
Okay.
But this one I have is a Taylor. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so some nerd stuff, because people are interested in it. And since it's almost Christmas, we have to talk about one little thing. How will you celebrate? Are you driving home for Christmas?
I am. Yeah, definitely going to go home. I don't know. I haven't decided when exactly yet. But Christmas is nice, and I really love Christmas. I think it's just nice to get the family together, and yeah, I don't know, very much looking forward to it. We do like a ham and a turkey, potatoes. Yeah, pretty normal Christmas, I think.
so traditional.
Proper traditional. Yeah,
putting up the Christmas tree. And in Ireland, you open your Christmas presents on 25th morning or in the evening?
Morning. My mom does these since we were a kid, my sister and I. Christmas Eve boxes, so it's like matching pajamas and a blanket and hot chocolate packets. So we open them on the night of Christmas Eve. We settle in, we watch a Christmas movie, and then we go to bed.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone, maybe, or Elf.
Okay.
Elf would be, I changed my answer, it's Elf.
Okay. Yeah, Home Alone is a classic too.
I don't feel it's a proper Christmas movie though. It's just based around Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like Die Hard. Do you know what I mean? It's
actually, not a Christmas movie, but it's totally right. Christmas. Yeah. It's more like an action movie with kids in it.
Mm-hmm.
One kid, actually. Yeah.
But definitely Elf is a winner for me.
I try to think. There's a Netflix movie I want to recommend to everyone who loves Christmas movies, and it's Love Hard.
Great film.
You already saw it.
Yeah, great film.
Love it so much because the guy is doing scented candles as a hobby, and I every time have to cry when I see he does the scented one that smells like his grandpa.
Yeah. Also, Klaus is a good one as well on Netflix.
Klaus.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, but great I will film. Check it because the season is starting, and I need to check all the Christmas movies. Pretty good. So we have some recommendations for Christmas. I think I will copy the part with the Christmas Eve box. This is cute. I want to have matching pajamas. And then I hope you have a nice rest of the year until Christmas and a beautiful Christmas. And that we will see many of you basking.
Yes.
In Berlin.
Hopefully.
Do you have any dates when we have to...
No,
is it something?
Do you know what? I haven't gone very much at all this year. So, but maybe I will. So,
okay. So what is the next stuff we can tease for our listeners? What is it? Do we have to talk about another song? Do we have to talk?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, new song. All right, yeah.
So let's talk about your new song.
Heal Me. Yeah, it's actually one that I wrote in my, or the chorus of it, in a dream, and I woke up in a panic to record it. And then I had a session the next day, and I wrote this last night, and they were like, okay, yeah, let's run with this, let's do this. So wrote that song, and I think it's my favorite one ever.
Really?
Yeah, that I've written. So, I don't know. Something I think I've it happens a lot. Not like very often, but I'll wake up and I'll record a melody or lyrics into my phone, and then I'll listen to it the next day and go, that is absolutely terrible. That is terrible. So
yeah.
But this one was actually quite good. So very happy with it. And
it's cool that you, like, kind of magical. You dreamt about a melody and then just it turns into real art. Are you dreaming about only the melody, or is there any like story behind it and then the melody starts or something, like in a movie or?
I don't know. I think this one was kind of just, I don't know, because I was so, like, I was really asleep. It was like 2 a.m. and I was like, I just turned around and I was like, what is this? And I got up and I recorded it, and the kind of lyrics came at the same time. So that was really cool. But I don't know. I think it's because you're so relaxed and you're not thinking too hard and you're not, I don't know, putting too much pressure on yourself because you're asleep. I think it just makes things, makes a nice flow and things like that. So I just need to sleep more, I think, and write more
Everyone
songs.
Everyone needs to sleep more, yeah. It's like that. Because the only time when I think or I dream of melodies is only when I just try to put my alarm into my dream. Yeah. And then I'm dreaming
maybe
of songs.
Yeah.
It's actually, in the end, your I don't know if you have an iPhone or something, your phone company will sue you because you just
stole their
alarm sounds. Okay. No, this will not happen. No. So, okay, that will be a new song. You will have a nice Christmas, and we
thank
will
you
have
much.
You here again anytime. Just come over.
Thank
we'll,
you. Thank
we love you.
You.
So much. Thanks for
Thank
sharing
you
your time.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.